Because if anybody has got belief, God protects, nobody can kill. God kills, nobody can protect. A surrendered soul is not disturbed by going any place in this world. But those who have got love, they are disturbed. Even amongst the devotees, you will find Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi. They are always afraid of Krishna, small boy. Always afraid. They always think there may be some sort of danger. Fickle-minded, small child, always thinking, always disturbed. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi has got no knowledge about Krishna. They have never seen Krishna as Supreme Lord. Always as a small child. Here, child is born, and afterwards, child becomes older, 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 older. When child becomes 30, 40 years, then parents cannot take them on the lap, cannot adore them. When they are doing at their childhood, can they do? Because the child, if it's a son, they have moustaches and all these things. But Nandana Krishna is always child. Eternal child. When they come to Nandananda Krishna, they become child. You have heard it? When Krishna became the emperor of Dwaraka, Dham, and all the devotees, their Vrajavasis, they are extremely grief-stricken. Especially Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Deva, always crying, crying. Yashoda Mata is not going to the kitchen to cook food. For whom I should? My Gopal, Kanhaiya, is not here. Always weeping. And has got no desire to go to the kitchen to cook. She became lean and thin, very. Nanda Maharaj also weeping. All the Sakhas, friends, he may say, bosom friends, confidants, they are also weeping, Kanhaiya, 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 Kanhaiya. They also do not take food, always crying. Now, during the solar eclipse, in the scripture it is said, if you go to Kurukshetra and there you take bath and any kind of worship you would do there, Sandha Vandana, etc., you will get immense fruit. And that day has come, Surya Grahan, solar eclipse. Now Krishna is the king of Dwaraka. He is to fulfill the desire of the subjects, all the people. And all they are very eager to go to Kurukshetra. even his wives, 16,108 wives, they will also go. For all his mother, father is Vasudeva, mother is Devaki. All are very eager to go. As a king, he is to fulfill the desire of the subjects. Then he has agreed, yes, with forces and everything I am going. Krishna, Balaram and his parents, Vasudeva, Devaki and others and all the inhabitants of that place, most of them, they went to Kurukshetra. When they went to Kurukshetra, Brajavasis came to learn that Krishna, their most beloved, has come to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is adjacent to Brajadham. Dwarka is a very distant place. Then they are very much eager to go to Kurukshetra to meet, to see Krishna. All the sakhas, friends, and all gopis, amongst them Radharani is the foremost. They have got perturbation of heart, but they have got no courage to go to Kurukshetra, because we are a milkman, milkwomen, we are very poor. And Kanhaiya has become emperor, and he has got so many devotees, so many consorts, 16,108, they are also giving their service to Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is king, his queens are also like that. We are poor. Sri Krishna has forgotten us. If we go there, even Krishna will not be able to recognize us. Krishna will not allow us to see. But they are very eager to go. And they think a son can forget everything, but cannot forget his parents, father and mother. If Nanda Maharaj, Jashoda Mata, they go, then to make obeisance, Krishna will come. And we shall have the opportunity to see. If we go, we may not be allowed. Then they approach Nanda Maharaj Yashoda. It is our fortune. Sri Krishna has come to Kurukshetra from Dwarka. We are extremely grief-stricken about no opportunity to see our most beloved Kanhaiya. But we have got no courage to go there. If you go there, then son can forget everything, but cannot forget parents. He will come to make obeisance, to bow down to you. Then we shall have the opportunity to see you. It is our prayer. Will you kindly go with us? Then Nanda Maharaj Yashoda Mata, they say, we are extremely grief-stricken. We are always crying up till now. Krishna has not returned. And there is no hope, because we are poor. We are milkmen, milkwomen. We maintain our family by selling milk. Negligible person. and he has got so many wealth and so many concerts, and also he has got his parents, Vasudev Devaki, everything. Why he will come? And if I go, if we go, we may not be allowed. Otherwise, so long we are in extreme grief stricken, but he has forgotten us. He is not returning. There is no hope. No, no, no. If you go, then Krishna certainly will come. You see. Repeatedly they are insisting on them to go there. Going there is to Kurukshetra. Then ultimately they have agreed. You see, by your request we are going. If we cannot get there also darshan. Darshan, you understand? There? Golok, Gokul, Gokul planet, darshan of, I mean, Gokul planet. Darshan, you use the word darshan. Darshan means we have vision to see, to visit a place like that. The darshan we have had. Darshan. If there is no possibility of darshan of Kanaya, then we shall immediately die. We should think very seriously whether you will take us or not. No! They will, certainly they will come, certainly they will come. Then they agreed. Went there, they saw the whole area, nobody is allowed to enter into it. So many soldiers are there, of the king, and so many guards in the four gates. Without permission, nobody is allowed to enter. Maharaj has come, and Brahmins have come to perform oblation. Only his parents are there, Vasudev Devaki, and others are not allowed there. And they go to every gate. Nanda Maharaj, they inquired, who are you? I am the father of Krishna. Father? Father is there. Your dress, your complexion, all these, that does not prove that you are the father. Why are you speaking like this? Your father is there. He's king. I shall die, my son, Kanaya, I shall die. You shall die, Kanaya. Who is Kanaya? Krishna. Your son. Don't believe. You cannot allow to enter into it. Then he is crying. Jarada Mata is crying, I am the mother. What you are saying? All this nonsense. You cannot, I cannot allow. I am a servant. I have been given this duty. Nobody should enter there without permission. Have you got any permit? No. Then you can do. How can I allow? Disappointed, all are disappointed. All the shakas, they are crying, are trembling. My bosom friend, my friend, my friend, Kanaya. What? They are coward boys. King, he will have friends like him. Why covered birds? Where from you are speaking? Where from you have come? What is this nonsense? I don't believe. You don't believe. And Jashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj are looking to the others. Have you seen? There is no hope, no hope. In every gate that way. No gatekeeper allowed. When they are extremely crying, weeping, show your permit. I shall lose my job, I shall be punished. You are allowed to go there. Not anybody. Any other person without permission, I cannot allow. That is the order. Then this, Jashoda Mata Mandavati. All right. You open the door for a little, so that you can see from a distance Krishna. No! You cannot open. Then Jashoda Mata disheartened. Now there is no other way. I have lost all my hope. Now I shall leave my body. And cried with great separation grief. Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. We are telling fainted, fell down. Krishna was there inside. So many Brahmins at that time, Krishna's age is more than 100. 120 years. With king's array, dress, everything. And he heard mother was calling Gopal. Krishna could not keep her dress, keep his dress. He put all the dresses and he became a small boy, naked boy. And was crying, Mummy, 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 Mummy. And running, running, running. Devaki thinks, I am the mummy. Wherefore another mummy has come. Devaki is just running, 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 running. And sat on the lap of Jashoda Mata. And by seeing, crying, Krishna. And Jashoda Mata also weeping. She could not say anything. By seeing Krishna, she was choked. Only automatically milk is coming from the breast, out of affection. 120 years age, how he became small boy? 2 Jashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj, he is always child. Always child. Everything is eternal there. And Jashoda Mata could not say anything. Weeping and weeping. Could not say anything. Gopal, by uttering, Nanda Baba also weeping and trembling like this. Gopal, all the Shakas there also weeping. And the most miserable condition of the gopis and amongst the Radharani, it has been narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Kaviraja. All of everything is disturbed. When Narada Goswami complained to Krishna, you are going to Kurukshetra with all your consorts and everything, all people of Dwaraka, and you have invited the whole universe, but you have not invited your own dearest part, devotees, Brajavasis. They have committed some offense. Because they love you. It's their offense. You have invited all excepting them. I cannot tolerate this. Then Krishna said, they are my own person, very intimately connected person. How son can invite parents? How parents can invite son? Outside person we can invite. The internally connected soul, there cannot be an invitation to them. Can a son invite parents? My parents invite son. In India, it was like this. For that happened. But you see, another important aspect I am speaking to you. You are blaming me. When Prajavasi will come, then their ritualistic performance, all for karmakanda, etc., oblation, everything will be destroyed. They are going there to get mundane benefits, to do sacrifice, oblation, all this ritualistic performance. So, knowing it fully well, I have not been married with them. If they come, everything will be destroyed. Now you see, when Jagannatha Devi could not see Krishna, I cried from the core of the heart, call a child. Krishna could not remain there. When Krishna, putting off all his dresses, etc., and became a small child, all were startled. What is this? What happened? What happened? Everything is destroyed. Everything is destroyed. They are puzzled. What is this? They are also running. And when they came, they saw Krishna small, is lying in the lap of the mother and weeping. Krishna is weeping and everybody is weeping. They are puzzled. What is this? What is this? They couldn't understand. Ultimately, Krishna saw everything is destroyed. I cannot do any ritualistic performance now as long as Brajavasis will remain here. So I have to go back. Bring the chariot. I want to go back immediately. Chariot. I mean, mounted on the chariot, ascended on the chariot and see, and drop up, gave order. Quickly go to me. I cannot remain here now. If I remain here, then everything will be disturbed. But the gopis, they do not. No. We have had this opportunity to see you. It is our fortune. But we are not very glad, delighted to see you here. Here, Hathi Ghora Ratadhari. Here the sound of the chariots, and the elephant, horses, forces, all these things. Majestic aspect. This atmosphere is not congenial for us. It is majestic aspect. We have seen you. We have got that also happiness of uniting with you. Rather than say. But you are that Krishna. I am the Radha. And we have got the same satisfaction delightful of meeting you. But I am very desirous of going to Vrindavan, where Pushparana, here all these lokar and all these outside people of the world, they have come. And they are Pushparana in Vrindavan. It's congenial for sweet love, everything. There's Yamuna. And there Krishna is playing on the flute. That is how we are remembering that. If you have graced us, you should go to Vrindavan. This is, we are not getting any satisfaction by remaining here. He Gopinath, Vrindavan Echaga, He Gopinath. He Gopinath, the dragon, to perform Dadyatra in Hilo, Hawaii Islands. After that, also in San Francisco. Gopi the dragon, Krishna from Kurukshetra towards Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outward, his mode of worship and complexion is Radharani, Gopi Bhav. Here also dragon, the chariot from Jagannath temple to Gundicha. Gundicha is Vrindavan. You are seeing Gundicha as Vrindavan. And dragging the rock, Krishna Jagannath there, from Kurukshetra, from the majestic aspect, to the sweet realm, Vrindavan. With that thought, Krishna is dragging, and all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees, and they go to Puridham, they are very enthusiastic to perform Rath Yatra for dragging the chariot towards Vrindavan, where Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 9 days, and landed also in Jagannath Ballam Mat, in Gundi Chandra. And when, after the 9th day, when Jagannath was retiring, at that time, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not so much enthusiastic to participate. Because they were saying, Krishna is retiring from Vrindavan to Jagannath, from Sundarachal to Nilachal, to the majestic aspect. They don't find anything. Any kind of mental arts or eagerness to participate. They can participate also. That is also his best times. But with not any kind of encouragement they find in their heart. And they find that Krishna is coming from the majestic aspect, Kurukshetra, towards Vrindavan. They are very, very glad. In this we see Jashoda Mata. He is her son, or Nanda Maharaj's son, always more. Here you will find son, now small. And again grown up, and you will find old. His son became old, with beards, etc. And they could have taken the son on the lap and kissed the son as you used to do in his childhood. But there, all pastimes are eternal. Now our Rajendra Mishra, he has said something at the beginning. You see, I was ordered by Guru Maharaj. With him, or with me, I have to take some other devotees, including Puri Maharaj now staying in Vrindavan. At that time he was Narayan Brahmachari. And other Brahmacharis, you go. Why you are sitting here? You go to different places in Nadia district, in 24 hours near Calcutta, and preach. And they ordered, we went to different places. And we went to our place, Ichhapur gun factory. During the time of British Raj. Now, still there is a gun factory there. During the time of British Raj, that time. But, when I joined the institution, after the independence, then I joined the institution. After that, then the government was there. And we went to that place, Ichhapur gun factory. And we preached there, in the house, under a canopy. They made one pellet pendle for holding discourses outside. About 150 or 200 persons were there. I used to hold discourses. After some time, one person, Rukdash Mandal, who spent a lot for this, he wanted to preach in a very gorgeous way, so that all people can come. He met me. Can you invite your Gurudev? It is a small town, this Ichhapur Nabab Ganj. But if he comes, we shall be very encouraged and should make all arrangements. Then I sent our person there, Calcutta, Gurudev. All the people, they want your presence. Guru Maharaj said, I am going to Mayapur to attend one meeting. On the way, I shall stay in Ichhapur Nabab Ganj for 3 days. You can make arrangements. One officer, Manmathanath Sakrar, a big officer of the Ichhapur gun factory, he constructed new house. When he heard that our Guru Maharaj was coming, he approached us. I want to have inauguration of my new constructed building. As your Gurudev is coming, your Gurudev stays there in our house. Should be very glad. And Gurudev likes new house, not old house. Gurudev has made his own arrangement. You have no trouble. Now, yes, our Gurudev will come to. And our Gurudev stayed in their house, newly constructed building. And after that, they arranged meeting in Durga Mandap, where thousands can come and be accommodated. For 3 days, Guru Maharaj stayed there. After that, Guru Maharaj returned. Manmathanath Sarkar, his wife also, took Harinam and some other person. And Guru Maharaj went to his destination to Mayapur. And we stayed there because we have to collect funds for the month, for that reason. We remained there for some days. Then Rukdash Babu, when I was in my room, Rukdash Babu came to me. Nobody else was there. He says, I wanted to speak something privately. But I am hesitating to speak. Why? You may be disappointed to hear this. But there is I am hesitating to speak. Now you have spent so much money. for preaching the message of divine love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has also arranged by the sculptors so many murtis for exhibition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vestments, etc. All these things he did. I should not be unhappy, I should not be discouraged by hearing your word. You can express your heart without any hesitation. Say what you want to say. Then he said, I have heard it from my own ear. He said, whatever we have heard from your Gurudev, everything we heard from you when you are here. Nothing new. But at that time, you have got no impact in our mind. But when Gurudev spoke, same thing. There was so much influence and impact on the mind. There was so much attraction. What is it? Nothing new. And I said, you have spoken correct. Because our Gurudev is always serving his object of worship 24 hours. Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna combined for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, day and night. What he was speaking, he was there. He is practicing. I am only speaking, but no practice. I have heard many big, big words from Guru Bhargava. But I am not practicing it in my life. I am only a professional speaker. God, I spoke. It will have no effect. But our Gurudev, he is practicing and he is speaking. For 24 hours you will find our Param Gurudev has written. I had no opportunity to see him, but I have gone through his writings. There he said, a professional speaker cannot serve Supreme Lord Krishna. Because he is not serving for Krishna's satisfaction. His target is different. His target is to get money, name and fame. That is not. There Krishna cannot descend. Krishna is for himself and by himself. These professional speakers, they speak many things in the order. But there is no practical life. Example is better than precept. If a person does not speak, but has an example of it, then by his contact, others will be there will be inspired, automatically inspired. Our Param Gurudev performed 100 crores of Harina in 6 years at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performed Chaturmasya Vrata, Chaturmasya Vrata. Chaturmasya Vrata. There is no necessity for him to observe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also performed Chaturmasya Vrata. Our Param Gurudev, our Gurudev, every year used to perform. Not for themselves. Chaturmasya Vrata Karmi, they also do for mundane benefits. But we should do for the satisfaction of Krishna. Target is their satisfaction of Krishna. They are also performing. Jnani, Yogi, Karmi, Bhakta, all performing Chaturmasya. But the object of the devotees is to satisfy. And he performed 100 crores of harina in 6 years. And he becomes so much spiritual personality dazzling in his face. And he refuted all the interdevotional contentions of others. And there also became Patan. The Devar Pandits also, with great vanity, they came to meet our Param Gurudev. Discuss with him why you are refuting all these things. They have come to discuss with him. When they saw our Param Gurudev, their head became low. They couldn't even speak. By seeing, they are frightened. Gaurakishudhar Dharaji Maharaj did not want to give anybody mantra. But our Param Gurudev, he has got the desire, I shall take mantra from Gaurakishudhar Dharaji. And I shall not give anyone mantra. If I give mantra, then I shall have some sort of duty to see, look to him. And I do not want to spend my time all these things. I do. Whole life for worship. I do not like to take this responsibility. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, always going to him. We have heard from our Gurudev 13 times. 13 times went to Gurudev. In the last, what Gurudev what he saying? I shall ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he orders me to give mantra, then I shall. Again, after some day, our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami approached him and said, have you asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about me? Oh, I have forgotten. Forgotten. Then, a person like me, we have got offending mentality, vanity. There are so many gurus. I shall go another guru. What is this? That Prabhupada did not go. He again came. Have you asked? Yes, I have asked. But Chaitanya Guru has ordered. He has ordered me. I should not give mantra to you. You are very proud. You are not fit to give mantra. Then Prabhupada became pale. His face became pale. He was sitting there, disappointed. After some time, Gaurakishudhar Babaji Maharaj, nobody could touch his holy feet. If anybody touched his holy feet, he would immediately cast. I am cursing you, everything will be destroyed. Afraid, they used to make obeisance from distance. But here, Gaurakishudhar Babaji Maharaj, he himself taking all the dust from his own feet, dismayed it to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. You are the only person competent to spread the message of the mind of Chaitanya. I am ordering you to do all powers. That power is something divine power. By academic education, we cannot get it.